And you are tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Have you ever wondered why and how the bands you love sound the way they do? Cause and Effect spotlights one artist a week and explores how they develop their sound, who else makes music like them, and who is trying to follow in their footsteps. Each musical act carries its own unique fingerprint of influences, peers, and followers. No two shows are ever the same. Tune in and discover new things about a favorite band, or perhaps hear an old familiar song in a whole new light. Cause and Effect, Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., and only on WRIR. If you haven't figured it out, you are listening to Cause and Effect because it's just about 7 o'clock. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek at what you're in for. I'm going to stop talking for just a minute. And thank you, Derek Sunshine, for another spectacular show. That is a sample of the Canadian group Voivod. Trouser Press describes them as Motorhead meets Mad Max power thrash. Montreal's Voivod is a thrilling anomaly, staking out a unique terrain on the postmodern frontier. While often classified as metal, what the group does is better described as dark, progressive rock with a strain of conceptual sci-fi. And I don't think I could possibly say that any better than how to describe Voivod, other than it's sort of cheating to say that they're from Montreal. They're actually from a very small town called Jonquière. My French, not so good, especially my Quebecois French, but it's an industrial city, and a great deal of the environment that this band grew up around seeps into their early stuff specifically. They started in 1982 and have been going ever since. They've gone through several lineup changes. They've gone through some pretty immense band tragedies, not just serious accidents, like tour accidents with a van. They lost a key original member, Denis Damour, a.k.a. Piggy, who died at age 45 of colon cancer back in 2005. This band is not just an interesting mix of diverse influences from prog rock to punk rock to some classical. The list goes on and on. But there's also such an important tie to the art, the theme. I'll go in a little bit more about the role of some of the members, but the post-apocalyptic sci-fi thing is taken to the nth degree. There's so many layers that make this band truly unique. And I think for anyone who says they're a Voivod fan, it's sort of like back in the day when you saw somebody wearing a band shirt that was kind of from the underground. It said that, you know, they sort of spoke the same secret society language as you. You kind of were in this special club. And when you say you're a Voivod fan, it says you like metal, but it also means you kind of like weirdo metal. It's not just intellectual or the sci-fi angle. It's non-traditional metal and I guess exotic, not only because they're Canadian, but mixing so many unusual styles that really hadn't been brought to metal before. So I'm very, very excited to focus on the band for the next 2 hours. All the songs tonight were pretty much picked by listeners. So I'll talk a little bit more about the band members, their nicknames, how they came to be. And I'd like to thank so many people for helping me, but I'll first thank Jeff for walking me through some of the French pronunciations today via text. So I'm going to go into their early influences, starting with punk rock. And we're going to hear the Sex Pistols with with Submission off of Nevermind the Bollocks.
We'll be right back. Yeah!
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. You can find us at WRIR.org. There's also a Facebook page. I usually link to it through the WRIR.org page. I'm putting the track listing there as we go so you can follow along with the bouncing ball. Of course, this is Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. And tonight's show is all about the Canadian group Voivod. We just heard Cosmos with Much Too Old. And I sort of cheated. This is not a great example of what this band is about, because actually they're more instrumental than anything else. And it features drummer Michel Langevin, who is nicknamed Away in Voivod. This is one of his side project bands. And I want to sneak in at least a handful of the other bands that the members of Voivod have participated in. We heard a handful of early influences, GBH with Necrophilia. If you know what GBH stands for, I will send you a copy of this show via the mail or the interweb if you can tell me what GBH stands for. And no cheating. The phone number here is 804-649-9737. Just wait till I stop talking to call in. We heard Discharge with No TV Sketch. That one goes out to Greg from Southern Lord, who I know is tuned in. We heard the Dead Kennedys with Holiday in Cambodia, and it seemed appropriate not only to play this because they're an influence to Voivod early on, but Jello Biafra, the vocalist of the DKs, is also the man behind Alternative Tentacles label, and they just happened to be releasing Voivod 1984 demos straight from the master tapes. Songs that most, well, they've been traded among fans forever, but have never been properly released. And they're awesome because it also includes a bunch of cool covers by, I know, Merciful Fate, and I think two Venom covers. And that's coming out on November 22nd. And we heard the Sex Pistols at the beginning with Submission, a song that actually was almost left off of the 1977 release. And I will also give a shout out to my Canadian friends, Rachel and Dara, who I know were helping out on Facebook a little bit, and I salute my Canadian metal friends. Let's talk a little bit about the members of Voivod, the original four, and they could have stuck with their French full names, but instead, to keep in the tradition of most of the metal bands that they were really influenced by in the 70s, all English-speaking, they decided two things: to simplify their names by giving themselves very easy nicknames, kind of one-word nicknames. And they also made the bold decision to do all of their lyrics in English. And what's sort of unusual about Voivod, if you ever look at one of their lyric sheets, is they're completely insane. They really are super surreal, super sci-fi, don't make a whole lot of traditional sense if you're a normal English major. But knowing that they were sort of going through the French translation process, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. And if whoever is calling could do me a favor and call back when we're done talking, that would be awesome. We can't answer the phone quite yet. So we have Snake on vocals, we have Piggy on guitar, we have Blackie on bass, and Michelle on drums. And Michelle's role is extra special in this band because he is the artist for all of the record covers, and anybody who has ever seen a Voivod cover knows there's a very specific style he has. There's a very comic book-esque style to his graphic design work and his paintings, and they all tie into this huge, amazing story. Every record, early on especially, follows this progression of a dark, out-of-this-world tale. So really not your traditional straight-ahead metal band at all, which I think helps to make them all the more exciting and certainly captivated me very early on. Behind me right now is Gentle Giant. A very unique thing about Voivod is their interest in prog rock. And so this whole next set is dedicated to some of the prog rock that I know they really, really love. So I'm going to kick things off with a song that I know at a band that is one of Michelle's favorite, and that's Vandergraaf Generator, with a track called Killer off H to He Who Am the Only One, their third album from 1970.
And
Giving Heart Community Thanksgiving Feast will take place on Thursday, November 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, 403 North 3rd Street. It's a free event for those in the Greater Richmond metropolitan area and an opportunity to come together as a community in celebration of Flood and Fellowship. If you'd like to help out, there are still volunteer opportunities, donation needs, and table sponsorships available. For full details, you can visit thegivingheart.org or call 804-749-4726. You can hear the New Jersey comes out of me when I say the word heart because I want to say hot. It's terrible. I try to hide the New Jersey in me and it just isn't possible. So you're listening to Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about Voivod, if you haven't figured that out. This is hands down the most phone calls I've ever gotten in one night for one show. And that's awesome. I always think that the Voivod cult is small, but there's seriously way more members than I think we know are out there. There are a lot of Voivod fans. We're just kind of hidden. So I'd like to thank Joseph for winning the GBH contest. That, of course, stands for Grievous Bodily Harm. I'd also like to thank Carl and Robert for calling in as well. This last set, I'd also like to dedicate to Chris, Darren, and Brian. They were band members of mine who made me fall in love with Voivod. I could single-handedly point to them for turning me on to them. Every tour we went on, there was always a Voivod cassette or some sort of mix of various songs or particular albums. And then we loved them so much that we went on to cover them, which is what you're hearing behind me right now. It's Dahlia Seed doing Missing Sequences, all 6 minutes of it. So we heard Voivod, Nothing Face. That was off of their fifth album from 1989. Certainly more prog than some of their earlier records. To me, I find this to be a prog metal masterpiece. Probably one of my favorite records of all time, no less heavy records. Lyrically, especially after trying to cover the song, completely insane. I love the fact that somewhere along the line, a label told them that their English was pretty terrible and their lyrics could be worked on a little bit. And so they actually had a friend who was an English major, or at least spoke English well in Canada, help them translate their French lyrics to English. So I love that sort of molding process going through a bunch of different people. We heard King Crimson with 21st Century Schizoid Man off of In the Court of Crimson King. That was covered by Voivod on the Phobos record. Also, as Carson, my fabulous intern, just noted, also Kanye sampled. And we heard the beginning of the set with Van der Graaf Generator, Killer, third album by the British prog rock band. And again, that was from 1970. So we're going to go into some more of the psych rock stuff. And I'm really sorry that Tannen couldn't be here tonight. Tannen is a member of Loincloth, a local band. Well, some of the members are local. And they have a new record coming out on Southern Lord in, I believe, the new year. And, you know, we've met through mutual friends, but really what bonded us, and like so many friends that I'll mention later on in the set, we all really connected and have stayed lifelong friends by kind of the Voivod connection first. That's the thing that sort of bonds us. So it's so weird how one band can kind of bring a group of people together, but that's what Voivod does. So I'm going to go into a whole sort of collage of songs, but we're going to start with another song that Voivod covers by Pink Floyd, Astronomy Domine.
Saturn, Cut. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times. Together we host Sound Opinions, an hour of music news, reviews, interviews, live performances. Basically, the two of us sitting on the couch with you, covering the world of music.
We also rate new CDs on our patented scale. Buy it, burn it, trash it. It's Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show.
We are just about 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. You're listening to Cause and Effect. I'm Lightning's Girl. And tonight's show is all about the Canadian metal, prog, punk, you name it. They probably have it somewhere in one of their songs, Voivod. And speaking of Voivod, behind me right now is a song called The Prow off of Angel Rat, when they were a three-piece from 1991. We heard Voivod Tribal Convictions off of Dimension Hatros. That was their fourth album from 1988, and it's very exciting news. Voivod has actually been tapped to not only play the Netherlands Roadburn Festival, I believe the 17th of the series of Roadburn Festivals, but they're also going to be curating a whole stage, and they've been picking artists to play with them. And so there'll be a couple of bands I'm playing at the end of the night that will showcase some of the newer groups that Voivod are excited about and have picked to play with them. The festival stage is called Au-delà du Riel. Again, my French not necessarily flawless, but translation is Outer Limits, and that's the TV show was a big influence on Michel, the drummer and artist of Voivod. So kind of cool that they incorporated that in the name of their stage lineup. And Damon called earlier. Again, thanks so much for all the phone calls tonight. I've never had so many back-to-back ever. And he let me know that Killing Joke had been added. Originally, they were picked to play the festival, then had to bail because of conflicting schedules or something. And he was telling me that they're back on. So that's super exciting. But we also heard before Voivod, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with A Time and a Place. And this is a really important influence to Voivod for two albums, or two reasons. Tarkus not only musically is, you know, interesting and dark and proggy and technical, but the whole theme, the artwork by William Neal, tying into this really heavy-handed military-industrial concept that basically the whole record is based on this concept and all the artwork goes with it. And that's something that Voivod's stuck with their whole career. So if you remember the cover of Tarkus, it has that half armadillo, half tank creature thing. And I think I was reading online something about it was born from an egg that erupted from a volcano. So there's some psychedelic aspects to it, but nonetheless, huge influence on Voivod. We heard Killing Joke before that with SO36, and it's kind of interesting when a band was sort of an influence, but it also ends up being a peer of the band, because Voivod and Killing Joke still floating around out there, and it's cool that they're going to share a stage together. And at the beginning of the set was Pink Floyd with Astronomy Domain. I'm going to go back into some more music. We're going to get more crazy technical. I'd like to thank Dave, the drummer from Municipal Waste, for picking the next track. And he's yet another person that I befriended through Voivod. We had a mutual friend introduce us. Dave wanted to meet the girl who was in a band that covered Voivod. We met. We ended up forming a band together in New Jersey and have been friends ever since. So yet again, another cool Voivod connection. And thanks, Dave, for picking this really awesome Rush song by Tora and the Snow Dog.
We'll be right back. so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. The time is now 8:02.
Take my car, like a
With a collection that spans the globe and more than 5,000 years, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts is recognized as one of the top comprehensive art museums in the United States. Opening Saturday, September 10th, the new exhibit, Xu Bing Tobacco Project, explores the production and culture of tobacco through the eyes of one of China's most innovative contemporary artists. This special exhibit runs through December 4th, and admission is free. For more information about this or any other exhibit at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, you can visit vmfa.museum or call 804-340-1400. You are listening to Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's show, all about Voivod. And holy cow, that last set felt so good. You know when there's just a kind of a rock block that just it hits you like 10 cups of coffee? That's kind of how I feel about the last four or five songs, six songs that we heard back to back. We heard kind of a montage. I really wanted to play as much music as possible tonight, so I had to shorten some songs because, wouldn't you know, like half of these songs are more than 7 or 8 minutes long. You got to love the prog rockers for that, and a lot of the heavy metal English bands, too, guilty of that as well. So I shortened some and kind of just, you know, mashed them up into one long track. So we heard Alice Cooper with Black Juju, Black Sabbath with Electric Funeral. That, of course, is off Paranoid, their second studio album. We heard Deep Purple with Highway Star off of what arguably is probably considered one of their best albums, Machine Head. That was their sixth studio album, and that came out in 72. Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused, and these are all influences of Voivod. And you can't play a Voivod set. We're talking Canadian, we're talking metal, we're talking technical, heavy, challenging, interesting, sci-fi, lots of layers. I mean, you have to play Rush. So, Bytor and the Snow Dog off of Fly By Night. Thanks again, Dave, for picking that track. Also, other people to give shout-outs to who helped pick songs for tonight's set, and I know our Voivod's fans, is Matt, Christian, Eric, Keith. Thank you guys all for helping. I should mention that Rorschach, although not on this set, clearly also huge Voivod fans, and if I had 2 hours more, I would have absolutely included them. Behind me is Voivod with Nuclear War off of Chronic, and now we're going to go into more of the metal influences, kicking things off appropriately with Venom, Black Metal.
Lay down your soul to the gods, rock and roll! deadly black hole. Mining out stallions, bird fucking free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride the night with us, drop out and fight. United in my legions, we stand. Free for the wild force, give up your souls. Live for the quest of Satan's plan.
The furnace for the final grand slam.
Time is 8:28. You're listening to WRIR. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, and tonight is all about the Canadian metal prog band Voivod. We just heard, and I hope you were headbanging along too. It's so hard to hear any of these songs and not just completely rock out. We heard four different influences from the metal world, and they're important not just for the kind of style of music they make, but they're also bands within the metal realm that have artwork and logos that are really intrinsic to their image. And I could have played Kiss in this set too, but I didn't feel like playing Kiss. It just didn't really work with the overall set, so I'm sorry, Kiss fans. Hopefully the other bands that I played within the set worked just as well. I could have played Iron Maiden too. But these are all bands that when you think of them, you also can picture a logo or picture what their album covers look like, and Voivod is very much a part of that school of thought. So we heard Motorhead, Jailbait, off of No Remorse, Judas Priest with Rapid Fire, and that's a song that Voivod covered on their 1983 demo, Anachronism, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I think that's going to end up hopefully being on the compilation that Alternative Tentacles is putting out, I guess next week, 2 weeks from now. We heard Celtic Frost with In the Chapel in the Moonlight off of Into the Pandemonium. There's some really cool photos I saw online of Celtic Frost and Voivod. I guess Voivod's practice space in Montreal in 1985 was also where shows happen. And so it's a picture of Celtic Frost watching Voivod play. It's very cool, very 80s looking, very of the time. And at the beginning of the set was Venom Black Metal from 1980, also covered from that same 1983 Voivod demo. So kind of fun to hear the original versions of songs that Voivod appreciated enough to actually want to learn to cover. Behind me is a band that I bet I will mispronounce, but it's Les Écorchés, maybe? And it's yet another Away, one of the members of Voivod, drummer, and main cover artist for all of their records. Michel is in this band along with people from, I think it's Gulenactics or something, Maruka, some bands I personally wasn't familiar with, but it's considered sort of a Montreal heavy all-star group. I'm not even going to begin to attempt to try to pronounce the name of this song, but it is on our website at WRIR.org. And if I'm playing favorites to the Voivod lineup and any of the offshoot bands, it's because the thing that really inspired me to do tonight's show is a coffee table book called Worlds Away. It came out actually a couple years ago. And it is all Voivod and the art of Michel Langevin. And it's really just an incredible collection of all of his amazing, crazy sci-fi technical work from early on to more recent pieces. You can see the span and style change along with great explanations of how the band progressed. And that's where actually I took a great deal of my notes to create tonight's show was from this book. So that's why I'm personally just a little bit more leaning towards Michel tonight, because it's taken from the book where most of its heavy interviews with him, though there are interviews with more of the other band members. So less talking, more rocking. I'm going to play a Martyr track, and actually a member of Martyr ended up in Voivod. And this is a Voivod cover. It's them doing Brain Scan. And this goes out to Terry and Nicholas.
Children waiting to catch the strange eerie notions of that place. How their evolutions makes their brain mutations. The wider is the comprehension, the deeper and stronger is the illusion. They're no more material since they're invisible.
Sometimes I feel they're coming. Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight is all about Voivod. We just heard De Kreutzen. I think this is a Cause and Effect first. I'm not sure I've ever had the opportunity to play them on air before, so that was kind of exciting. De Kreutzen, one of those bands that nobody knows how to pronounce it properly, so they say Die Kreuzen quite a bit. It's German for the crosses, and the song we heard is Man in the Trees off of Oktoberfile, and it's also a song that Voivod covers on the Lean Into It tribute to De Kreutzen. I believe that came out in 2005, and we heard Martyr with Brain Scan, which is a Voivod cover. Let's see, and that's a cover from a song on Dimension Hatros, I should add in. The song behind me is Voivod's Tornado off of Killing Technology. They have so many records, it's really frustrating when legally you can only play so many songs by one band on air. So that goes out to Will and Greta and Paul. I wish I could play everybody's picks, but I had to pick and choose. I'm going to play kind of a surprise pick, and I have to thank Tannen from Loincloth for turning me on to this. And I should just say Loincloth because he's also in Gauchiste. He told me about this Young Gods track called Long Route, and it's actually a sample of a Voivod track in it from Dimension Hatros. So listen closely and you'll hear what I'm talking about.